Crazy Eights is what we have here as we bring you episode 88 of Norm Nathan's Vault of Silliness. We love it when you like, subscribe, and share our moments of madness. Don't be afraid to do that on whichever service you use to allow us to tickle your ears with fun. A dumb birthday game from May 25th, 1996 closes out this month and leads us into the long Memorial Day weekend. Because the game features many birthdays from the fairer sex, this one is titled Ladies' Night. We begin with an appreciation for Jack's traffic advice, as well as his summer fashion awareness, and then it's on to the game. The players. Jack, I'm on the phone and looking not to make people laugh, which is very presumptuous of me, but for people to make me laugh. Call me crazy! And Norm doesn't hesitate to call me something else. Mr. Direct Tom Howie is producing and playing in studio. The slow-talking, possibly inebriated Kevin in Jamaica Plain. Kathy in Altoona, Pennsylvania, a virgin player but requests no sacrifices. Altoona brings up a conversation about vaudeville and Norm sings. And we also have Scott in Wayland. The birthdays. Karen Valentine. We have a hearty time with her. The Lone Ranger and Tonto stop by. Also, Norm recites a poem. Leslie Uggams, Dixie Cotter, Beverly Sills, and an operatic debate ensues. Connie Selica, and I injure myself whilst reaching for a pun. KC Jones, we go off the rails ever so slightly with this one. Kitty Callan, and Hal David. Did you know that he wrote dozens of hits and the B-side of that was tons of tunes? I didn't think so. Other highlights include Norm sharing observations because he's a relations expert. And the relations discussed should really be re-examined by a trained professional. I had seen Spy Hard with Leslie Nielsen and give an in-depth review. We learned that Norm's mother-in-law had no sense of humor. Nor did Shirley, his date to the prom. Norm still cleaning out his house to put together prize packages. Maybe a bag of ashes is suggested. Why? Well, Norm had a small fire at his house. And as he put it, just in the house, in the walls and things. It didn't amount to anything. You know, the usual type of wall fire. I had also recently watched the Benny Goodman story with Steve Allen on AMC. And give another in-depth review that's not to be missed. A scoring update could be the beginning of a dirty joke. We get a nice Schirmfeller history lesson from Uncle Norm. And there may be some angry letters to the Rules Committee. Episode 88, Ladies' Night, begins now.
We got Tony Nesbitt. I'm just so darn glad, Tony.
Yeah?
Well, maybe I'm not that glad.
How are you?
Let me throw you on with the Jack Hart.
Sure.
Because you both have something in common. You're both deadheads. I made that up. Hey, Jack.
Hello.
I was glad that last report you said something about it's like a Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
I knew there was something buzzing because, I don't know, I just could feel there was some kind of a holiday in the air. And when you clarified it for me and told me to drive carefully, I thought that was really nice.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And a guy called me from Wrentham and said, you know, I was going to drive really like a crazy nut.
Recklessly.
Yeah, recklessly until I heard Jack say, drive carefully. And I thought, you know, that's not a bad idea, he said. You may have saved that man's life.
Well, you see what the problem is with this time of year, Norm, is this is the time of year where everybody gets out all their white shoes and white belts and white hats and things like this. So if the light is glaring off someone's new summer outfit, then whoosh.
Oh, jeez.
You're having trouble.
Jack.
Yes?
I wouldn't be surprised if Tony didn't hang up right in the middle of all of that.
No, I'm not going to be... I need humor tonight.
You need humor tonight?
I need humor. I'm not planning on being funny. I need someone to make me laugh.
You need somebody to make you laugh.
That's why I called in to play the game.
I see.
Don't call me crazy.
No, I'll call you in a bitchy mood is what I'll call you. Apparently, that's I detect signs of it. I happen to be a psychologist, as you know. No, not they don't call them psychologists now on those talk shows. They call them...
Psychoanalysts.
They call them, relations experts.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Hi there. I'm my relations expert, and I want to have relations with you, honey.
Well,
not with you. Not with you guys. Don't you get any ideas in your head.
Hey, what's that, pal?
I was trying to think of whose name I could use. I surely don't want to have him with anybody who's going to, any woman who's going to talk show on television. But anyway, we rely.
I mean, you wouldn't mind.
Which one?
Jenny Jones.
Yeah, she looks like a, it's like, it would be like a, having sex with a Barbie doll. You know, I mean, it's, I don't see.
She'll
any
bring back memories from childhood.
What memories? There weren't even Barbie dolls when I was a kid. What are you saying? Okay, a blown-up balloon, maybe.
Yeah. A balloon?
No, let's get off this little thing. If my daughter's listening, she's saying, Dad.
I saw a funny movie tonight.
Which one was that?
Spy Hard with Leslie Nielsen.
Oh, yes. Was it funny?
Yes, it was. It
didn't
was,
put you in a funny mood, though, huh?
It was stupid funny.
Well, yeah, most of
the... No, I'm in a very funny mood, can't you tell?
Yeah.
You're on the top of the world.
Yeah. I feel really swell.
It's funnier than the Naked Gun movies, because the last two Naked Gun movies were just like, okay, we've seen it, they've done it, it's enough. But tonight there was some new stuff, some new stupid things.
Well, it wasn't the zoo. It's not the same people who did the Naked Gun movies.
No, it isn't. And he had was it director or producer credit on this movie too?
Oh, no kidding.
Yep.
Hmm.
Nice job.
Well, okay, well, you recommend it then.
Yes, I do.
Because they were talking about making another Naked Gun movie also.
Mm-hmm.
I talked about that. It seems to me like they've gone through every idea that they've ever had.
They should probably call it Son of Naked Gun. That would be pretty good.
Well, that would be a funny title, but then you have to build them. You can't just go with a title. Then from then on, it would be trouble, because then they have to do the movie itself. We got a great title, but I don't know where to go
with
it.
What if you went to the theater and they showed the title and then the movie ended?
I suppose you could do
make
that.
A whole bunch of money off it. Everyone paid the $7.50, whatever it is, to get in, and suddenly says, "Well, the title was it was a very funny movie."
You can imagine the word of mouth and how many more people would go after that performance.
Well, you got to open it on that holiday weekend where everyone rushes to the movie that first day.
Sell them all popcorn for $18.50 before they go in. But you know what kind of a recommendation is this for Spy Hard? Oh, it's a wonderful movie. It's a great movie. But you know what? I'm in a lousy mood.
No, I never said I was in a lousy mood. I just said I needed some humor, that's all.
Some humor, no? We all need humor. God knows we can't get through life without humor.
Never said I was in a lousy mood.
Yeah, except my late mother-in-law was the only one who could get through life without thinking anything was funny. And also the girl I took to this high school senior prom.
Was that Shirley?
Yeah, she did giggle, though. I'll say that for you. That's right. That's her name. I said her whole name on the air a few times once, and I went to a high school reunion, and everybody came up to me and said, "She's not here." And I thought that wasn't bad, because, you know, I'd have to get my laughs somewhere else. You know, incidentally, Tom Howie, our producer tonight, is also playing the game. I've been very rude, Tom. I haven't introduced you or said anything.
It's been a very interesting conversation.
Yeah. Well, we old guys just been sitting around giggling and laughing, and you've been sort of looking there with a look of total adoration in your face, and I thought you enjoyed this kind of conversation a whole lot.
The ribald humor, the quick retorts.
Yeah. We've got it all. It's all right here, all jam-packed. And it's on at 19 minutes after 3 o'clock in the morning. That shows you what broadcasting thinks of us. Okay, let me introduce you to some other members of the panel.
Oh, there's more people playing?
Oh, yeah, there's about three more people. There's Kevin, who's in Jamaica playing, who's playing the game with us tonight. Hi, Kevin.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. Do you think you can keep up with this fast-paced kind of a wit?
Well, I'll do my best.
You talk very. You do talk like Jimmy Stewart. You're talking very slowly. Can you?
Well,
that sounds like the Bob and Ray Slow Talkers of America. You know that routine?
That's what you've got.
That's what you've got. That's not a bad line. Okay, let's go to Kathy in the Pennsylvania. Kathy, hello.
Hi.
You played the game with us before, I believe.
No, never had the opportunity.
Never had the opportunity.
Virgin. Wow.
Oh, virgin
for some fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No sacrifices, please.
No, we'll be gentle.
Thank you.
Wait, now, where in Pennsylvania are you, Kathy?
Altoona.
Altoona. If you get an Altoona phone book, look her up. Make sure she's legit. Altoona.
Yes.
Altoona.
That's, yeah, that's from that old song, Mention My Name in Altoona. It's the greatest little town in the world. You know that song? No. They mention a whole lot of towns. It's like a vaudevillian talking about places he performed in.
It's Vaudeville.
Vaudeville. Vaudeville. Is that Robert Forever? Are we doing Robert? Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just going to ask Kathy. I point out that Kathy's my best friend.
Isn't Altoona where the vaudeville used to, like, try out a lot of their stuff before? George Burns was always talking about how something died in Altoona.
Yeah, well, there were certain towns that they would mention. One was Elmira, which is in New York State. They used to mention my name in Elmira, Altoona. There'd be a few towns like that, and that was in the original song, Mention My Name in, it's the greatest little town in the world. Mention my name. Just mention my name, but don't tell them where I am. You know, one of those kind of songs. But Altoona was always mentioned. Have you found that to be so, Kathy?
It seems like either people know what it's famous for or know where it's at, or they know nothing about it.
Well, that seems, I think you could say that about a lot of places. I think you could say the same thing about Pittsburgh.
Well,
I said my name in Pittsburgh. No, that doesn't make it.
No, it has to be three syllables. Let me see.
Pittsburgh and.
Let's see. Mention my name in.
Belchertown.
In Harrisburg? No, see, it has to be with the accent on the middle one. Maybe Scott can help us with that one. Scott is in Wayland. Mention my name in Wayland. No, that doesn't work there either.
Mention my name in Cucamonga.
How you doing, Scott?
I'm great, Norm. Thanks.
You sound great, too. I don't think you're exaggerating one bit when you put it that way. What are you doing up at this time of the day?
Playing the dumb birthday game. You?
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. I never thought of that. that's excellent. Okay, you know how we play the dumb birthday game? I tell you who was born on this day, and then we just, in between the quips and the fast repartee, I have a feeling something is happening with one of our listeners. Just fell down in a cold stupor on the phone.
Felt like someone was changing phones.
Oh, somebody may have been changing phones. That might be it. Anyway, in between the fast riposts and quips, we guess the ages of the people. But that's only kind of incidental. And whoever comes the closest to most of the ages and stuff, win something totally useless, unless it's Tony, Jack, or Tom, since they work here, so they don't get anything.
We're already useless.
Yeah. So I hope that you guys win, Kevin, Kathy, or Scott, because I got a lot of stuff still cleaning out my house and getting rid of the clutter, and I got to get rid of it someplace.
Including a paper bag full of ashes from the small fire.
Oh, yeah. You did have a small fire, yes.
Oh.
It was just in the house and in the walls and things.
It was just anything. The walls
yeah,
of the house.
Just the usual kind of wall fire. You know?
That roof could be replaced.
Yeah. Okay. Today is the birthday of Karen Valentine.
Oh.
The actress. She was on way back in the earlier days of
television. Love American Style.
Oh, was she in that, too?
She always showed up, yeah. Room 222.
Oh, Room 222, that's right. And she was in Love American Style?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, she was very funny.
In Room 222, she was the school teacher, Alice Johnson. I see her every now and then in some other things. Anyway, today is her birthday. How old would you say she is, Kevin?
Oh, she's a hard one to place because I
get that.
Haven't heard of any of her doing for a number of years.
Are you celebrating Memorial Day weekend, Kevin, by any chance?
Right now.
Yeah, maybe the past few hours.
No. I'm saving for Monday. I would say 43.
You'd say 43.
Yes.
Okay.
When he would say it, we don't know.
Yeah. Kathy, how old do you think Karen Valentine is?
I'll say 48.
48, okay. Oh, Tonto. How come Karen has heart-shaped face? Karen Valentine.
Heart-shaped face.
Heart-shaped. I couldn't think of any other way to say it. With chocolates coming out of her mouth. Scott, what do you think? How old is this, Karen Valentine, would you say?
Well, I know she's hot.
She's hot.
Hot?
Oh, she is. She's a hot babe.
Well, she was hot, yeah. But I mean, it was...
A little air conditioning will cool her right down.
I would say she's got to be pushing the big 5-0. So I'm going to say 49.
49. Okay. Tony, what do you think?
No, I'll repeat my joke again. I said she was very funny.
Ew.
Oh,
thank you. I knew everyone missed it.
Oh, yes. I bet she makes you smile with your heart.
Hey, you were to slap you for that.
She's
an unphotographable with looks that are laughable.
No hints.
She's your favorite work of art. Is her figure less than Greek? Is her mouth a little weak?
Yeah.
I'm just describing her so you get a better picture of her.
Keep going.
When she opens it to speak, is she wise? So I've told her not to change a hair for me, not if she really cares for me. Speak, little darling.
I think Onassis came out with this once.
What's that, please?
I think Onassis came out.
Onassis, that's a very good line, even though none of us know what you're talking about.
But will she get a beer for me?
Onassis said that, you say.
Oh, I see, but will she get a beer for me? I see. There was a parody on the original Rodgers and Hart song, eh? Okay.
Is that what that was?
I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine.
All right, you know, they said she was pushing 50. I say she has stopped.
At 50?
On 50.
50, okay. Jack, what do you think?
You know, it's hard to say. Has she not reached, or has she gone over? Or is Tony would suggest right?
You should have an in on this, Jack Hart.
Oh, yeah, that's right, too. Jack Hart. And wouldn't that be a great headline on the social pages?
Karen Valentine Hart.
Valentine marries Hart. Weds Hart. Yeah.
Her name would be Karen Valentine Hart. That's
really nice, yeah. That's great.
You know, she was very witty as a child. People always said she was quite a card.
Oh.
Thank you.
Well, that really seriously. Seriously, Jack, that really sucked.
Sorry. I'll say she's 51.
51. Okay, and Tom, what would you say?
I'll say she's 48.
See, you notice what a nice man he is? He just says it. He says it quickly, to the point. Doesn't put any bad jokes around it. So don't come and be a member of our future panel, okay? Get out of here. No, Karen Valentine actually is 49. That's
yes.
Scott said that.
Yeah. No. Wait, hold it.
What's that, please?
What did Kevin say?
Kevin said 43, I think. Yeah. He said it nicely but slowly. You said 43. No, Kevin. No, Scott said 49. And Kathy said 48. And everybody was very, and so did Tom. You all were very, very close, however.
Okay. Well, okay. Whatever.
Okay, Leslie Uggams, singer, actress, appeared on... hold on a minute, Kevin, while I just sort of give a little background here, because that'll help you see, decide how old she is.
Yeah.
Okay. She appeared on a sing-along with Mitch, which wasn't one of her finest moments. That was such a cornball show. That was in the early 60s, however. The era might help you identify. She's been in some Broadway shows, too. She played Kizzy in Roots. Remember the Roots, the TV series, as you know.
Uh-huh.
Leslie Uggams was in that. She's been in a number of things. She sings well, and she's a good actress. And Tom Howie, how old do you think she is?
I'll say 52.
52. Okay. And Jack?
Let's see. So that's like 30 years ago that she was on Sing Along with Mitch.
Was that mid-60s?
The early 60s. So it was actually closer to 35 years ago.
35 years ago. I remember that show. They got the little beard.
I have one of his Christmas albums.
Mitch Miller?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I've got with some a Christmas album around there.
That fellow was really good for.
Yeah, that's about it. If you wanted to sing along with somebody, Mitch was the guy to sing along with.
Just a dream at twilight. I'll say that she is 54.
54. Okay, Tony?
You know what I saw last night at AMC?
What?
The Benny Goodman story.
Ooh. Oh, with Steve Allen, yeah.
I'm telling you, I was tapping my toes. I was grooving around the house here at 3:30 in the morning, I think it was.
Okay. The other night, I forget which channel had this on. It might have been the American Movie Channel also. They had Robert Preston and the Music Man with Shirley Jones. That Preston was absolutely incredibly wonderful. Just wonderful. I don't know that I've ever seen the movie all the way through before.
I missed a little bit of this last night, but caught it, and I said, hey, wait a minute, I think this is the Benny Goodman story, and sure enough it was, and I couldn't take my eyes off the screen. I love that station.
Steve, you know, I know they do some good stuff. Steve Allen looks so much like Benny Goodman in that, too. He really did.
Apparently, Benny Goodman played most of the music, actually, in that, but when they were doing the part where he was learning to play, trying to figure it out how to play, he couldn't make bad noises on the clarinet anymore, so Steve Allen himself had to play those the sour notes.
Isn't that, that's funny.
That was in the TV book, they only had given it 2 stars. I thought it was entertaining, but maybe one of the reasons they did is the playing of Steve Allen, these notes are coming out, and sometimes he's not moving his fingers, and the notes on the clarinet are changing.
I imagine a clarinet player watching that probably had a fit.
Oh, even some of the other band members, some of the stuff was like, come on, something's wrong here. The soundtrack isn't up with the visuals. Come on, speed it up a little bit.
They were going to give it more stars, but they had Benny Goodman playing the trombone. See, they got their facts a little off, you see. Anyway, you just went through the whole clarinet bit, and I'm making bad jokes.
Leslie Uggams.
Leslie Uggams, yes. Yes, that's the lady.
I have no, I don't know, 33 maybe years ago?
Yeah, 34 years ago.
So she was on film, so she must have been about, wow, that would make her,
I didn't know that you spoke rap or scant. That sounds more like a Mel Torme scant song.
57.
Okay, and Scott, who already has triumphed once, let's see if he can come up with this one.
All right.
Is someone lurching?
62.
What did you say, 62?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Scott says 62. Kathy?
58.
You can talk more if you'd like. You're the only woman on the panel, and we like your voice.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Want to say anything more?
No, I'm just enjoying listening.
Okay. Kevin.
Yeah, I would say I remember her. She was a very attractive lady.
She still is attractive, yes. I'm sorry, did you just say something? Did you just say a number?
Yes.
Whatever you guess, add one, because by the time you tell us.
Yeah, well, she's a year older. What did
probably.
You say? What did you? How old is 56. She?
56.
56. Okay. She is actually 52. I'm sorry, 52.
She should have had that second Facebook.
Yeah, Tom Howie said 50. I'm sorry, she's 53. Excuse me. Tom Howie said 52. And Jack said 54.
She was just a kid on that Mitch Miller thing.
Yeah, she really was. She was in her late teens or just about 20.
Hmm.
So we got Jack and Tom are the two winners on that. And we'll go to Dixie Carter, who was in Different Strokes, cast in 1984 as Maggie McKinney, and she's on Designing Women, which
was one married to Gerald McRaney.
No, Hal Holbrook.
Who's the one married?
Which one was she?
She's the one that.
Oh, thank you. I'm sorry. Dealt with me. All right.
Put on all that weight.
No.
That was.
I don't know who she is.
Yeah.
Is she the blonde on Designing Women?
No, she's dark hair.
Is she the one that got fat?
No, that's.
That's the one married to Gerald McRaney. Della Burke.
Yeah, that's right. She had a show of her own at one point that lasted to.
Until
about the second commercial.
I meant plump.
Okay, co-star, and she was on Designing Woman, which was canceled. So I'm about to give you. Oh, she is married to Hal Holbrook.
Yeah.
Yes.
Also, you said that.
Somebody
yeah.
said that.
Oh, I did. I didn't. I missed that.
See, I talk and you still don't listen.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Kathy.
She also does some cabaret singing and stuff, I believe.
I believe she does. Yeah. The show, incidentally, Designing Woman, was canceled in 1993, and again, she was in Different Strokes in 1984. So I mean, I'm just giving you those years because that may help.
Different Strokes. Anyone remember?
I don't
like
know.
Like the father's love interest of the maid. What the hell was she?
I don't know.
She played.
I'm a big fan of that
show.
She
was married to Conrad Bain in the last year or so. I think she married Conrad Bain.
Oh, okay. So she.
Oh. Oh, I was thinking of the Give Me a Break.
Nell Carter?
Yeah, Nell, but I know that wasn't...
That would make her the only cast member from Different Strokes who didn't wind up in jail.
Probably.
Is that right?
Well, I don't know that Conrad Bain ever ended up in prison.
Yes.
Because it wasn't
bright enough to commit a crime.
Okay, let's start with you, Kathy. How old do you think Dixie Carter is?
Probably 54.
Okay. And Tony?
Fifty-three.
All right. And Kevin?
I would say 49.
All right, Jack?
56.
And Tom?
51.
51. And what do you say, Scott?
48.
Okay, she's 57.
Oh, damn, she's old.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, she is old. My God.
Ready for the bone, Orchard, she is.
Geez. Oh,
you know, that's why she doesn't sing anymore. All the bones creaking just used to cause an appearance of the microphone.
That's right, yeah. Shut up. Anyway, Jack, you were the closest. You said 56. And she's, as I mentioned, she's 57. Mm-hmm. Did anybody say 58? Nobody did. So Jack has now got two up there.
Yahoo!
How about Beverly Sills, the opera singer? Let's see if I got anything about her here. Oh, yes. It says retired opera star. That's a sad sentence, isn't it? That's kind of a sad title. I'm a retired opera star. Can you be an opera star and be retired? Or were you a former opera star, now retired?
Well, no, because former opera star sounds like you've lost your voice. Whereas you retired, you're just not singing it anymore, but you could if you'd want to.
Well, that would make her an opera singer, not necessarily a star.
Not a star, yeah.
You know. An opera star, and you're
well,
driving
she didn't know any opera
Chrysler.
Singing then? She just kind of acted in operas?
No, she had a great voice.
All right, so that would make her an opera singer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, retired
and
opera
a star.
Singer.
And
it's no longer a star.
what do we see.
So now she's still singing. She's like singing in back alley operas, but she's no longer a star.
Anyway, she's now opera director. Oh, she was born Betty Silverman in Brooklyn, New York. She's chairperson of the Lincoln Center, and she's got a great sense of humor. She wrote a book once also, and great sense of humor. You think of an opera star, somebody kind of from another planet, and kind of intimidating. She always was just lovely, with great sense of humor, and a beautiful voice, and a very bright lady.
Well, you might have thought that, but I never did.
Also, I think she had a child who had some problems. Do any of you know about that?
No.
Yeah, she does have a child with some type of learning disability, but I'm not sure what.
Yeah, no, I forgot what it is, too. And whatever the problem was, I know that she worked for that cause quite a good deal and did it kind of quietly and nicely. Anyway, let's start with you, Jack. How old is Beverly Sills today?
Beverly Sills. She is older than Dixie Carter, I'm thinking.
But she didn't put on any weight, right?
Yeah. That's right. But younger than springtime.
Younger than springtime. That funny Valentine.
She's not married to Gerald McRaney.
Or Hal Holbrook, for that matter. But she did have his eye on him once after a show.
Yes.
71.
71. Okay. And Scott, what do you think?
69.
And Kathy?
Oh, I would say 64.
Okay, and Tom?
65.
Tony?
I say she's still a very fashy.
Wait a minute, fashy.
Sashy.
Sashy.
No,
sashy. I see, still sashy. I see.
Windows.
Oh, ho, ho. Oh, that was a pain.
Oh.
It's curtains for you.
Oh. Please spare me the rod.
She could have married that guy. Was it the guy Stills? What was the name of that
group? Yeah, Stephen Stills. Crosby Stills Nash.
She could be Beverly Sills Stills.
I understand she does a balancing
still
act.
Being still. What was that?
You're not going to ask him to repeat it. Are you crazy? Tony, okay. What do you think?
71.
What do you think? How old is Beverly Sills, Kevin?
68, I think.
68 is very close. She's 67.
Oh.
So I believe nobody has said 67. Nobody said 66. So
I meant to say 67. Does that count?
Pardon me?
I meant to say 67.
Yes, that counts. That'll wipe out Kevin right there. No, Kevin has one, and Scott has one, and Tom has one, and Jack has two.
Hmm.
Sounds like the beginning of a dirty joke, doesn't it? Connie Selica. Also some birthday.
Connie.
Christine Francis was her original name, which is a nice name.
Hmm.
Oh, no. Maybe that was the character she played on Hotel, the assistant manager. On Hotel. That's right. Sorry.
You get your facts straight.
Nobody would change that.
But she plays it on television.
Yeah.
Who is she married to?
She's married to John Tesh. That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she was attorney Pam Davidson on The Great American Hero. Mm-hmm. And she is married to the guy just quitting the Entertainment Tonight show, John Tesh, to pursue a career.
Oh. Yeah,
as a mediocre pianist.
There's a lot of call for that these days.
No, but, you know, it's kind of that soupy, new age kind of music stuff.
So someday he'll be a retired mediocre artist.
That's right, a mediocre millionaire.
Former mediocre star.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
For the resume.
Kevin, what do you think? How old is Connie Selica?
I would say she's a good-looking gal.
Oh, yes.
I'd say 45.
Okay. Kathy, what do you think?
I'll say 43.
43. And Scott?
I'm thinking about saying 21 just in case she's listening.
Well, they all listen. You know, they all do.
They probably
you know?
Are.
Yeah.
So, but if I do want to win. So I'll say 41.
Okay. Tony?
She's selectable.
Selectable.
I don't know. Celica. It's late.
Really?
41.
If this were 3:45 in the afternoon, would it have been a funny line?
Kidding me? You would have been able to catch your breath. It would have been so funny.
Okay. I'm sorry. You did give a number, and
I certainly did.
And it
was. And whatever is the correct answer is the number I gave you.
And what number are you giving us?
41.
41. Jack?
Oh, Connie Sonica. She would be 42.
42. Okay, and Tom?
44.
44. 41 is correct.
Yes.
It is correct. So that's Tony and Scott.
Yes.
And Tony's now got one victory there. As we go to Casey Jones, I guess we all know him around here from basketball fame.
Oh, I thought it was the guy who drove the train. Casey Jones,
man.
Love my good and plenty.
I think you're right. It says Casey Jones, formerly train star.
I see.
Something like that.
Yeah, former engineer.
Yeah.
Former track star.
Yeah.
No, former track star.
Okay. Train, yeah. Okay. But Casey Jones, let's see. We'll start with you, Tom. What do you think? Kitty Cal. I know. The Kitty Callan is coming up next. Sorry, I look at the wrong column. Casey Jones.
I'll say 67.
67. And Jack?
Casey Jones, 67. She's 66.
66. Okay. Tony?
Is he really that old yet?
Well, I don't know. People are just guessing. Nobody really seems to...
Yeah, this is one of those sports people, you know, so don't go by me.
Let me see. Casey Jones. It's going to be a tough one. I'm in pain over this one.
I was looking for a joke in that. There isn't any. You didn't mean any in that, did you?
No, no. You no, see? I am pained over this one. I am.
Wow.
He's a... 60 yet? I guess so. I guess he would be. 61.
61. Okay, and Scott, what do you think?
I would say that he's 60.
60. And Kathy?
I'm torn. 62.
62. And you realize he's married to Beverly Sills. I made that up. Kevin?
Yes. 62 is firm.
You going to say 62 also?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. He's 64. So I think we got about three winners this time. Because Jack's at 66, 2 years off. And... Kevin and Kathy both said 62, which is 2 years off the other way.
Yeah, I was torn between 62 and 64.
See, there you go. But so we got Kevin has two correct answers, and Kathy has one, and Scott has two, and Tony has one, and Jack has three.
Wow.
You know, for making a wild guess without knowing sports, and Tom has one. Okay, I mentioned Kitty Callan. Do you all know Kitty Callan? Because she sang quite a number of years ago. Yeah. Her biggest hit. She sang with the Harry James Band. That'll give you an idea of the year. But she had a big hit in a song called "Little Things Mean a Lot" in 1954. Something about hold my hand as you look in my eyes and do all that swell stuff because little things mean a lot. That isn't it all the way it goes, as I recall, but I got the spirit of it. That's the main thing. Cute. She was adorable, little dark-haired lady. But sang, she would have sung with, well, that Little Things Mean a Lot was what am I, she sang of that, is that 42 years ago?
Yes.
Yeah, 42 years ago, and she'd already been recording with Harry James before that. So anyway, that'll give you an idea of the area that we're talking about. Kathy, what do you say?
72.
Okay, and Kevin, what do you think?
Seventy.
Okay. Scott?
I would have to say that this lady is about, who is it again?
It's kind of funny. None of us got the feeling you were stalling, not at all. You did it just so darn well. Kitty Callan, a singer.
Yeah. I would say she's precisely 66.
66. She was, I first saw her, I don't think I've ever met her, but I first saw her on the Sherm Feller radio show on WEI. He'd just come out of this is another date for you just to remember. He'd come out of the service from World War II, and so stations, radio stations had to, and I guess all companies, had to hire back the returning veterans. So WEI, which was owned by CBS at that time, that's before we stepped in and bought the whole works, greedy that we are. Anyway, they stuck him on a late night show that ran from like midnight to 1 a.m., which at that time seemed ridiculous. Like, who's going to listen at that time? They didn't know what else to do with him. And he built up that time period so magnificently that on weekends they had to work out of a very big studio, because all of us who'd have dates and stuff would take our dates into Boston to the movies or something. We'd stop off at the Sherm Feller show. And at one point, he had a lot of the well-known people on. Stan Kenton was on the show with him. And that seems kind of common now, but that wasn't so common back then. The people were not doing that kind of thing. And Kitty Callan sat in with him once.
Wasn't he the Fenway Park announcer?
Yes, he was. Yes, that was Sherm Feller, who's an interesting man. He'd been in the business for a lot of years, but that was when I first became acquainted with him, with his late night talk show on WEI. That would have been around 1945. So you can date Kitty Callan back to that point, too.
You can still date Kitty Callahan?
Oh, yes. Even more so now than you could then, because she's not that cute little person anymore, see?
She's less picky.
Yeah, she's not picky at all. She might even like Kevin. You never know.
She's an old bag, let's face it.
Whew. Wow. Kevin, that must have been a little more delicate way you could have phrased it, but...
No, I said she's a lovely old lady.
She's a lovely old bag.
Oh, come on, you stop picking on her. Tony, what do you think?
So you said that's 51 years ago?
See, that's not fair now. He has a sad date. Second group has a bigger advantage.
Yeah, that's not really fair.
Well, you're all pretty much in the same general area.
Oh, good. Help him more, Norm.
I'm sorry.
I know. Come on.
No, I'm just trying to point out
that.
The
guy's in first place. Give him an extra hint.
Watch for the hand signals, guys.
I know. She's now getting nasty letters from people saying you're fixing it so you don't have to send anything out.
Oh, yeah, just what you need to do.
I know. That's what I need to
do. I'm going to fire off an angry letter to the rules committee.
Norm, could you wink a little louder for me, please?
Can you see how many fingers I've got out?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay, that's her age.
A lot of fingers.
No, that's right. People listening don't know the fact that you're... how many miles would you be from here? You're about 4 or 5 miles away.
As the crow flies.
Yeah. No, but gee, you're on microphone as opposed to being on the phone.
On the handset.
So
yeah.
People listening would not know that you're not sitting across the way.
And I'm actually right next to you, Norm. But I just called in to make
That's
it
right.
sound like I'm on the phone.
That's right. You'd be sitting at the other end of the table talking on the phone.
Yeah.
Anyway, Tony, what do you think?
74. Yeah.
Okay, Jack.
Oh, Kitty Callan,
73. And Tom?
And I'll say 73 also.
Also 73. Actually, she's 70. She's 70, and that's what Kevin said.
Everyone complained that what you said gave other people an advantage. You actually ruined it for me, Norm.
I know.
I was going to say 70, but then you said 45. I'm thinking, oh, she's a little older. She's 74.
I noticed. I was saying that. I was thinking, I think I threw them off. But
yeah,
she was only...
Thanks a lot.
She was only probably in her teens when she was on Sherm's show, you know.
You know the other reason I found that Benny Goodman show?
Yeah.
So that movie's on Donna Reed.
You like Donna Reed?
I like Donna Reed.
Oh, yeah. Donna Reed in It's a Wonderful Life is a fine thing.
Oh,
yes, very fine thing.
And she was fine in this, too.
And she'll be fine. She was fine in everything.
She got a fine for driving, not too hard.
Hey, let me do just one more, see if we can, because we have a tie now between Kevin and Jack. And Hal David, who wrote stuff with Burt Bacharach, wrote dozens of hits. And you probably know them all. And
they wrote dozens of hits. How does that go?
Oh, dozens of hits that I see on the vine. They really are nice, but Donna Reed is so fine.
Is Donna Reed still alive? No.
No, she's not. No, she's not.
No?
She died right after she got fired from Dallas.
Hey, Kevin, how old do you think Hal David is?
I don't even know who he is.
I just told you, he and Burt Bacharach wrote dozens of hits, including...
Well, I realize that.
Who's Burt Bacharach?
Do you know the way to San Jose? Yeah. I've been away so long.
That's right, the Dionne Warwick hit.
That was Dionne Warwick.
Yeah, he did tons of tunes like that.
Tons of Tunes was the flip side of
Tons of Tunes. I found you Tons of Tunes. You came my way.
Tons of Tunes.
Eating bowls of prunes. Oh, God. Are we sinking down the toilet now? This is awful. Anyway, we got to move along now because we're pretty tight for time. Kevin, give a number quickly. Quickly, Kevin.
69.
Okay, Kathy?
58.
Okay, Scott?
50.
Tony?
57.
Jack?
55.
Tom?
56.
You were all way off. You're pitifully off. He's 75.
Hal David is 75?
He's 75 years old.
With
this very
day. Hip tunes in the 60s? Do you know the way to...
He was an old guy.
You get enough germs to catch pneumonia?
Jack, that's why I wrote the song.
So Kevin has four correct answers. He is the winner.
He wins.
He said 69. He was the closest.
Wow.
So, Kevin, if you'll give your name and address in the next couple of hours or however you want to space it to Tom Howie, who'll be getting on the phone, we'll send you something, okay? Some real, real junky, worthless thing, okay?
Okay. Just hang on.
Yeah, that's hanging. Don't say a word. Just hang on. Okay. We don't care. We don't care about that, Kevin. Just be quiet.
I know you don't care.
Would you take it quickly?
Maybe you can send him some black coffee.
Thank goodness. That's right. Got it. Anyway, Kathy, it's been fun having you with us. I appreciate you coming on.
Thanks for the opportunity and for playing and for being able to talk to Jack.
Oh, you like talking to Jack?
Yes.
You want to say a couple of things to him before you go?
No, I'll make that later.
Okay, Kathy. And thanks to you too, of course, Scott.
Thank you, Norm.
You've been fun. And, of course, Tony and Jack, you've been pleasures, both of you.
Have a happy Memorial Day.
And don't forget, this is the Memorial Day weekend. Try to drive carefully.
If you can't drive carefully, we can understand.
But
drive like a maniac.
do the best you can. We are talking about how we all say superfluous things like there are 3 inches of ice on the road. Be careful.
Sidewalks are slippery, so watch where you walk.
That's right.
The life you save may be your own.
Oh, that was unnecessary. Hey, Jack and Tony, anyway, thanks to both of you. Appreciate having you on.
Thank you.
Oh, this was such a rewarding hour, was it not?
Yes, Norm, it was a very rewarding hour. We should have done a Tonto Lone Ranger segment for the Beverly Sills birthday, too. Oh, Tonto, what's that under Beverly's windows? Beverly Sills. And Jack, oh yes, Jack tried to get in a balancing act joke that we never got to hear. I'm pretty sure I can finish it. I think it was going to be, the name of the act was Sills on Stilts, or maybe Beverly Stilts. Jack, let me know if I was right. See you next week. Or maybe not. Closing the vault and leaving this world a little sillier than we found it. For Bob and Ray, Benny Goodman, Steve Allen, Memorial Day, and everyone have a happy one. Opera, Tonto, Jenny Jones, Barbie Dolls, Balloons, My Funny Valentine, Altoona, Pennsylvania, all the ladies on the game today, Karen, Leslie, Dixie, Beverly, Connie, Kitty, and our player, Kathy. Sherm Feller, WEEI, Hints and Hand Signals, Winking Loudly, the lovely Donna Reed, Hot Black Coffee, Wholesome Prunes, Tom Howie, Jack Hart, and the man with walls of fire, Norm Nathan. I'm Tony Nesbitt.